Welcome to Bright on Buddhism, a podcast where we discuss and explain topics of Buddhism in a casual, conversational, question and answer setting. My name is Nick Bright, scholar of East Asian Buddhism. I'm currently studying for my master's degree in East Asian languages and cultures at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, where I'm specializing in modern Japanese Buddhism. I have written in research topics such as Japanese Buddhist responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, Buddhist haiku poetry, and Japanese religious themes and martial arts. I'll be joined by my friend Proven Paradox, who is deeply interested in Buddhism.
Hey there, Docs for short, and Josh, if you prefer a normal name. I'm going to serve as our skeptic and listener stand-in. My goal is to bring a critical, real-world sensibility to our conversations, and where helpful, posing as a stand-in to ask questions on behalf of you listeners. I'll also be doing the editing work behind this podcast, so if the sound quality is bad, whoops, sorry.
He will be posing essential questions that point to central ideas, beliefs, and practices of Buddhism to me, and using textual evidence from the current scholarship, the various Buddhist canons, and other reference materials, I'll do my best to answer them. Our goal is to provide sophisticated, evidence-based, and fascinating discussions of topics of Buddhism in an easy-to-understand and enjoyable conversational format. The concepts and topics we discuss may or may not be familiar to you, but we hope that you find this enjoyable and enlightening, pun intended. Now, you might be wondering how we got interested in Buddhism. For me, when I was a kid growing up near the Great Smoky Mountains of Western North Carolina, I used to spend a lot of time outside. It was very enjoyable for me to wander quietly and meditatively through nature and feel all of the living things and processes around me. The experiences of mindfulness I had were later explained to me when I learned about Buddhism in school. Then, in my undergraduate education, I encountered Japanese martial arts, which share a great deal of themes and experiences with Japanese Buddhism. During that time, I decided I wanted to devote my life to the scholarly study of Buddhism. I decided to pursue a master's and PhD so that I could learn, research, and teach about Buddhism at the university level. My personal and professional journey with Buddhism has taken me all over the United States and Japan and has put me in contact with some amazing people. Now, as a young adult, I would say that several of the teachings of various schools of Buddhism resonate with me and my view of the world. Paradox, how did you come to be interested in Buddhism?
My path to Buddhism started with meditation. I have a painful disability, and at one point that pain was quite severe. I'm doing a good bit better now. During that time, a doctor recommended I try to look into meditation to try to control this pain. My disability makes it painful for me to sit upright, though. So one of the first results that came up when Googling meditate lying down was a Buddhist-style meditation. I tried it, and while I won't say it worked like magic, it did help a little, enough to pique my interest. From there, I read a couple of Buddhist books. Unfortunately, the first was the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sangyal Rinpoche. I hope I pronounced that right. Apologies, I'm American about that. Anyway, the author turned out to be an abusive leader of a group that arguably was a cult. The person who recommended the book to me was devastated to find out. While I liked a lot of storytelling in that book, it's a poison well, so I would not recommend the listener actually seek it out. The second was What the Buddha Taught by Wapola Sri Rahula. I have some criticisms of the book, and we can probably get into that at a later episode, but with a few caveats, I would say this is not a bad place to start if you're looking to do some reading yourself.
I've not read that particular book, but there are loads of good books about Buddhism in English for the beginner. I'll include a short list of my recommendations in the show notes. If you guys have read any books that you would like to recommend, we would also love to hear about those as well.
Anyway, from there, I went to trying to find a temple or group to join. Eventually, this led me to a Discord server, where not long ago, Nick announced his intent to start this podcast, and I voiced my interest in participating.
Thanks for your story, Docs. Join us every week.
Hopefully.
For our brief 15 to 30 minute episodes, where we will discuss questions about Buddhism, and every 2 weeks for longer episodes, where we read and discuss important Buddhist texts that fit with the topics that we discuss in our shorter episodes. Let us know what your questions are. Our email is bright.on.buddhism@gmail.com. You can submit them on our social media, which Docs from the Future will fill in here.
Hey, this is Docs from the Future. For now, we're going to go with Twitter, at Bright Buddhism.
We'd also like comments or reviews on the podcast platforms itself, wherever you may be listening from. My name is Nick Bright, and this has been Bright on Buddhism. Thank you to Proven Paradox for editing the episode, and thank you to our listeners. We hope you join us for our next episode, where we begin our discussions of Buddhism from the most basic level. What is Buddhism? Why are we talking about it? Do all Buddhists believe the same things? Thank you for listening.